It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 918.
What is happening? What's going on, guys? How are we this morning?
I was just reminded. I just looked over. My passport is actually up for renewal. I wonder how many people have passports that are currently up for renewal. And the question is, do you bother even renewing at this point?
Well, 10 years. I mean, if there's anything I've known, when I wanted to, when, so do you remember when I, well, you didn't remember, you wouldn't remember, but I remember, you know that I was a stripper and then I toured around New Zealand in a stripping troupe performing in front of hundreds of ladies every single night, inflating my ego. One woo at a time. Woo! anyway. That was a moment in my life where I got a phone call from the guy running that thing, and then 2 weeks I was gone. But here's the thing: I said yes without even thinking about what my passport would say, because I was like, it's New Zealand. I didn't even think, and I hadn't even been overseas in years. And so,
how old were you?
I was 19. I hadn't travelled overseas yet by myself. That was post. After that, I went to, did some Europe by myself. And anyway, so I'd been to Bali a few years, like years and years before that. But I had a passport. I don't even know why.
How much are the kids' passports? Like, how long do they last?
Well, I've got one, little Bodie's. I think it's a 10-year. It's 10 years.
Really? But so, so if you were 11 when you when you got your passport, you could actually be 19 and using that same passport. Is that really true?
That seems dumb. I reckon there's... Okay, this is a Gronk guess. I could imagine that, like, the early days... So, like, Bodie got one at 2.
Yes.
And I reckon he could probably have that through until, like, whatever, 9. Because you're still a little kid at that point. But you're right. Once you get to above 10... Or 12. You look a lot different at 19. You've got facial hair. You look like a thug. Or you look like, you know, a prince.
And so, what was left on your passport when you were 19 going to New Zealand?
Dude, it was done. Like, it had 3 months or something. So, it was just... this is my point. I never knew that I was going to receive a call. You may get a call, Josh, asking you to be on a stripping trip. And you need to be ready. Don't want to have the panic of the admin of, like, last minute getting express posted. I need to be there to pick it up. And
it's something I would do,
get
too.
Get it done.
So annoying.
Just,
yeah,
definitely. Just get it done. $400 or $300 or whatever it is. I mean, get it speedy delivered. Don't take long
get
time.
Get express. Do the
get express. Well,
the
thing act is, like you've got to go next week.
The question is, do I... because it expired on the 9th of November. So, it's just expired in the last 10 days. Yep. I wonder if I have to pay more fees now that it's technically expired.
Oh, I don't reckon. I mean, they've probably just got the details and you need a new photo. I reckon it's where you have to pay the difference is expedited, like speed.
Well, Tony Lodge from One Trick Tony talked about on her show that there is a different cost if it has expired, but surely there's a grace period.
That sounds silly. That seems that maybe seems a little like bit more just admin. Harsh. Like, why though? You'd think it's just like, I mean, I want to meet the person who doesn't have a passport, has never applied, never got one, never bothered to even get one. Like, you don't need it for state-to-state travel.
Like, we were talking before the show about, Matt, we're fucking exhausted. We don't have much. This is where radio would be great, because you almost, mate, do you know what I want to hear from? I want to hear from the person who doesn't. 131060, do you not have a passport?
Are you just saying that radio people are lazy because they
I'm saying
throw
that
it over to somebody
it's a good
else.
Out, isn't it? It's a good out where it's like, mate, I've got nothing. What are you, you know?
Oh, no.
Hand it over to the listener.
It is great. I tell you where you won't be going is America, I don't think, anytime soon. Have you seen New Mexico has locked down for 2 weeks now, like full lockdown again, which is just a state. It's a fair few people there, but I know, you know, follow him on Instagram, an actor.
Frank, is he living there?
Frank Grillo, he's filming a film. Did you say filming a film? He's doing a film. Did you say doing a film or filming a film? doesn't sound right to say filming a film.
Of being filming a movie.
He's in a film that he's filming in New Mexico.
Yes.
And this guy's locked in his hotel room. And he's talking about, you know, when the state locks down, when the gyms are closed, do you stop training? No. You keep grinding, you turn your hotel room into a gym. He's the Frank Grillo. You might know him out of like Captain America. Mm-hmm. He's the lead of Kingdom, which is that show. We had Julian Haig on on Screenplay Sunday last week, and he had a T-shirt on that said Navy Street. And I said, fuck yeah, dude, that's a Navy Street T-shirt, which is Frank Grillo's character from Kingdom. He owns a gym called Navy Street.
Mm-hmm. Navy Street.
Anyway, and
it's in Venice, isn't it? On Venice Beach or something?
Yeah. So it's set in Venice. Mm-hmm. But Frank Grillo is 55. He's the most ripped, lean, cool 55-year-old you've seen. It's crazy. Right. He's so impressive. Like, his rig is so impressive. Mm-hmm. And he just grinds and trains a lot. So, but anyway, I saw that and I was like, oh, my fucking God. They're closing down again. LA, 10 p.m. curfew again. I feel like we're going into the summer and it feels very open now. Like, it feels like we're just... We're doing nothing but opening in the state of Victoria, especially because we've had the whole year just doing sweet FA. Mm-hmm. And so, that's the reality though, right? It's like they came out, they had their summer, and now we're going into our summer.
Mm.
I just really hope it doesn't happen next year. Like, we'll be fine, but I hope it doesn't happen
again. South Australia's gone into a few days, 6 days or something, lockdown?
Have they announced that?
Yes. Yeah. What did you have an insider? Did they tell everyone? Did they?
Well, when did you find out? I saw an article that said epidemiologist Josh Jansen is advising a six-day lockdown to curb this spread. So at that point, it'd just been like advised that is what will help it. Six days. I don't know how they fucking get these numbers.
Yeah.
6 days. And so if it makes sense.
I mean, there's something about a little break, like 6 days. It'd be nice,
yeah, a little holly.
Yeah,
little holly.
I could do with a cute little 6 days.
Or there was people that went to a pizza shop between the 14th and the 16th of this month or something like that. And they've been told, anyone who went to this pizza shop, stay inside for 14 days. You literally have to quarantine for 14 days. Went for pizza, got a two-week holiday.
It's the Domino's deal. Get one pizza, stay home 14 days.
Yeah, one for 14. One pizza for 14 days.
That actually sounds really good. I wonder if the pizza place is doing some sort of deal where you actually
get
a delivery. Yeah, yeah. Use the coupon code stuck inside for $5 pizzas. That's not a bad idea.
For a 19% discount, COVID-19.
That's clever.
But yeah, I feel like we're not even thinking about that here, really. Feels great.
Are you thinking about your holidays yet? Are you going to Sydney? Have you locked that in?
Driving up to Sydney. This is a sort of, it's become the, people sort of say, oh my God, you're driving. It's like, yeah, it's much easier with a family. In a car, just having everything loaded and just hit the road five and a half hours to Joogeong, stay there, and then drive the 3.5-4 hours the next day, which is nice. But it feels like
the fancy recycle machine that you used last time.
Man, I might take a few bottles up. You get my 10 cents per bottle.
Mm-hmm. But is that illegal to do that? Buy in Victoria and that, you know, you see like if in South Australia. Are you legally able to take the ones that you bought in Victoria and then claim your 10
point.
Cents?
I don't know.
5 cents?
I don't know. I mean, it's a big effort just to get either the option is you receive 10 cents or a 10 cent towards a Woolworths voucher. Like build it up so it gives you a credit at a supermarket, which is great.
Well, the pizza
they
shop
bring it down here.
At Rita's Pizza in Abbotsford, on the side of their box, if you return the box, you get a dollar credit.
Interesting, because I did see a guy walking towards a pizza shop recently that had about 4 or 5 boxes. He was going the wrong way if he'd just received them. Mm-hmm. And I know that because I was waiting for my pizza, I went back and he's then waiting for his. Either he's being probably a sweetheart.
No, I think he's probably, yeah, just keeping the boxes
cash,
and the
cash they must, cow. It's yeah. his $5. Wants his $5 cred on the pizza. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's an initiative by the pizza shop, if anything.
Yeah.
Not like, because they're not going to use them again. They'll just dispose of them appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's talk about pizza boxes for one moment before I get back to Sydney. What is the deal? Can you put them into the bin or the recycle bin? I mean, you're not the guy to really ask.
You can put
this,
it in the recycle bin.
You can? What about, I remember, if it was oily, there was something about oily pizza boxes
that's a good
recycle
question.
Bins. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, usually if they're papery, like the hipster joints are usually kind of like, they feel very cardboardy. I go recycle. Mm-hmm. I like to think that 2020 where we have technology, I mean, you can have a phone
cut
in your pocket
to some
that can
guy
do everything.
Fucking separating the shit. Oh, no, he's put another. Like, I don't know if the tech is that. I think it's literally people with a conveyor belt going. I'm sure that when I was in school, they like show you the disgusting things they find in the recycling bin.
Really? Just like Gronk moves, people putting food. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's horrible. Anyway, I've been thinking about the drive. It is kind of like, it's weird how you can convince yourself that something has become like a family ritual that like a 10-hour drive. Yeah,
which is quite toxic.
Is actually, I'm excited about it. It's actually very fucking horrible.
No, but I think it's fun. I remember like as a kid, like going to places like Marimbula or you do the big drive. You have like the big thing is I was just being nagging for the lollies and mum was like the lolly police and she was always like, oh, you want like it? Okay, well, you know, just all those types of games. Psychological games.
Yeah, yeah. I like, there's something about getting up early, the car's packed, and you hit the road. It's kind of quiet on the roads.
What
so
sort of music?
On a Sunday. Well, the challenge is you can't, you put music on, you get the kid fired up, then he wants his music. Mm-hmm. And so it's always about starting, it's built, you start at the bottom, nothing. You start nothing. Really? And then you go radio. And then it's okay, we're only doing talking. Like, it's just radio at the moment. He knows that. So, you try and go talk back. And then he just kind of looks out the window. And we kind of enjoy it. This is how you get... This is, I reckon, how older people get into talkback radio. Because they're trying to fucking prevent the kid in the back saying, I want bloody, you know, this music.
Can I give you a strategy that could work? What about if you were to say, hey, Bodhi, this is before you even get in the car. You say, mate, we've just updated the car. It's awesome. You'll notice it feels a bit more comfortable, right? It feels nicer. But the one thing is some of the music stuff has changed. And so we're a bit limited with the music that we can play. So we can either just have silence the whole time or we can play daddy's music and that's the only thing. What do you want to do?
I mean, this is what we do. I give him the options. Daddy's music or nothing, which one? He always goes daddy's music, if that's the case.
And so, why don't you... But, like, if you actually... So, in the moment, it's this heightened thing. It seems like you're just thinking on your feet. If you actually... What about if you said to Bodhi today, Bodhi, the car's going in for a service today. And what that one worry that they have is that the music might change. But the good thing is, it's going to be a comfortable ride. It's going to be a more comfortable ride.
I mean, you're a big liar.
But also, there was a Breeze just asked me, do I want an iced or a hot coffee? I think I want iced, to be honest. It's going to be 33 degrees today in Melbourne. I remember as a kid, there were like on the side of the car, there were these little holes. Yeah. It was almost like, it looks like buttons, but I think what it was little caps for where the screws were. And the thing was that we created a story that if you press the button, it was like speed booster. And so you press it and then you'd pretend like the car was going fast. Kids have big imaginations.
Yeah. I mean, he's actually, because we haven't done the drive for a year, we haven't driven out of the state in a year based on COVID. He's actually able to play more games now. Let's look for things. Let's do a... What's that game? I Spy with My Little Eye. Something beginning with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, COVID is such a hard thing to understand what it is. Could you say, look, we're restricted with the music, with everything that's happening with COVID? Dan Andrews has said that we can only play Elton John and Queen.
There is an issue with, oh my God, last time I drove up, I was so annoyed. I'd somehow flicked my phone into, swipe down top right, you can hit the, it looks like a little audio, like a signal button.
Yes.
And the signal turns on. I don't know what's it doing? What's it turning off?
Is it
off
data thing? Hang on, let me have a look.
It must be turning off
mobile
data, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it turns off mobile. I fucking turn this off somehow while driving, just like fiddling with my phone. And then I didn't touch it. And I turned it off. I wasn't receiving calls because we were out of reception driving up the Hume. Couldn't play music or podcasts. Oh, no.
Can you download stuff? I think go on to Spotify.
Yeah.
Download a bunch of playlists to your phone. Yeah. No issue.
It's a great idea. It is a great idea.
And what about so we a mix of that. Music? What about like a playlist where it actually, do you think that Bodhi would be able to handle switching between your music and his music? Or if he hears your music?
So it's, one for one. Mummies, mm-hmm. daddies, Bodhi's.
Uh-huh. And what mummies, would the, what's the difference? So like what's Amy's music like?
Oh, John Mayer into...
And then to you?
You know, and then it may be into, say if Bodhi gets the middle, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then back to me, maybe Drake.
Yeah.
And then so it's quite
Jack
eclectic.
Johnson, Bob the Builder, it's a real, Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. But then Bodhi does like Kanye. And I have no problem with him listening to Kanye West's late... Actually, I don't know if it's his latest. Jesus is King, because there's no swearing in it. And he gets right around it. It's great.
So what, like, anyway, so maybe there
looking
is
forward
the playlist.
To that. That's what I'm thinking about.
Is there a playlist organizing afternoon that you could have where it's like, okay, we're going to sit down as a family. Maybe Amy can play all of her tracks and Bodhi has to pick his favorite from her bunch.
Yeah.
And so you end up with this ultimate sort of playlist.
That is a good idea, the blend. And so it's on and it will rotate between all of our vibes. I do like that.
Silence is a bit of a kit. Like the idea of just like, okay, for the first half an hour, there's just silence.
No, I like it. There's something about waking up in the morning. I've got no interest in blaring music on a road trip first thing in the morning, unless it's heading off to, you know, a Bucks party.
I think I do like playing tunes loud. Like I would sort of get fired up.
Yeah. And so just it is about easing in. It's what's the energy? What energy does that bring? It brings a fired up energy, which you don't with a child. It's always the fired up energy is inevitable. They will be fired up. Mm-hmm. They are like a fucking pulled back elastic band ready to sort of snap any moment.
And so maybe something so classical, I guess, is what about like Ludovico Einaudi is great, the pianist.
I mean, you've got yours. Music is very personal.
So talk, do you all agree on what sort of talk you like to listen to?
Oh, as in talk back or like
Or podcasts or well, you're going to listen to Joe Rogan?
Yeah, Sam sometimes. Harris. I mean, Amy likes Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. He was on Tim Ferriss' podcast.
Just recently?
Yeah.
So, it'll be nice to sort of have a blend of that and then Bodhi just sort of tunes out at that point. The thing is, you just don't, like, Amy's boss has screens in the back of the actual seats and he's told the kids they're broken. And I get it. It's a good idea because it's crack. Once you realize a screen works in the back, you ain't going back.
Were there many lies that you were told as a kid? One that I remember is when I was doing a VCA film when I was so I did like a teen like school holiday program type of thing. And I would have been 15 and I said, I need dry ice. And Dad said, you need a license to have dry ice. And so I remember having to organize a smoke machine.
Subpar.
And subpar. But then also many years later, telling people, oh, no, we can't do it. Fuck, it would be so good to be able to get dry ice. Can we get someone licensed to come in with it? And it's just all bullshit. Richard Jansen just didn't want to go to Bock or whatever it was called and pick up the dry ice. It's so
it's
annoying.
It's such an innocent lie.
But it's stuck but with you me, you know.
I mean, the thing is, you think innocent lies aren't going to be the ones that stick. Mm-hmm. It's the big ticket lies that you think are going to have the impact. Mm-hmm. But you've...
Like the second really family.
Yeah. Which it turned out to be true. It was crazy.
What's the... what were some of the lies when you were a kid that you remember?
I cannot remember being lied to. Mm-hmm. I got a pretty free rein. Mm-hmm.
My parents would always bullshit on the time. When Dan Andrews was doing all of the lockdown stuff, I was thinking it through the sort of perspective of how my parents operated, which is like they'll say the date, but they're always putting buffer into everything, right? So if we had to leave the house at 2:30, they told me that we're leaving the house at 2:00. Because then they knew that I would be ready for 2:30. And there's so many examples of that. Like even when it comes to like at the moment, I'm just so impatient. This bike that I've ordered, it could take up to 10 days.
But then that what it says up to
10 days.
Set the expectation, yeah.
But then, so up to 10 days. And then they say, because I've paid for the install, they say once it's arrived at the place that does the install, they'll be in contact and you'll have to book in a time for them to come and set the bike up. But they said that can take anywhere between 7 and 10 days. So what you're talking about here is the potential 20-day wait for my bike.
Yeah.
And I struggle.
You've paid, so you've.
They didn't say this beforehand. No.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. When did you work out the 10-day delivery?
And when I got an email, once I'd paid for it all, and they're like, "Okay, here's the email." And so, but the
thing is, you've got to have a good product for people to buy without knowing that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it was in stock. Like, so if you go to any other site, they're out of stock. So there was a part of me where it's like, I reckon there's a 50% chance I'm going to buy this thing, and they're going to say, "We don't actually have stock."
Yeah, so, mate.
I'm just glad I didn't wait until sort of like the Black Friday, Cyber Monday stuff.
Oh, it's going to be gone. That's like next week, right? Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the places are already doing... I think that they'd already put in their discount well and truly before the actual sale. Like if you go onto websites, you're already seeing these sales happening.
I went and tried to get a pair of shoes yesterday. And
you're very happy with yourself, weren't you?
I ended up leaving because I was like, this is bullshit. The majority of shoe shops don't have size 12 or 13. Mm. And so it got to a point where I'm
What's their reasoning?
They're just sold out or people have bought them. Like they've always got smaller sizes. Maybe they stock more 9s, 10s, 8s, like smaller feet. But
don't you think there's more bigger feet in the world than there are smaller, though?
Nah.
What do you think the sweet spot is?
Smaller. I reckon it's like a 9 or a 10. 10. Mm-hmm. For sure. You know, this... Yeah, definitely around the 10 mark would be the sweet spot.
What shoes brands were you looking smaller. At? What were you... Like,
Adidas, Nike. Mm-hmm. I knew there are some shoes that I could have found the size for, but the ones that you want never have them. And so, it got to a point where I'm like... The question I just said is, then what shoe do you have in 12? Because they're so focused on just like, so what else? What else? It's like, now you actually need to then work and bring some shoes to me that are 12. I didn't
and they're
get
all
to that
shit
point
ones.
I left.
It's all like the, I could imagine that would have been like the medical, it would have been ones like fix a limp, you know? Like it's like, oh yeah, it's, you can't tell.
Got real foot problems. Yeah. I mean, it's big feet problems. I mean, that's not even that big. Imagine having 15s.
Yeah.
Just
well, this is even I was saying to Pete Shepherd. I was pumped about my bike. I was asking Bree what her height was. I have no idea what her height is, but I think the bike
5'4"?
Yes. I think she said like 5 something, yeah. But it was the bike is rated for 5'1" to 6'3". I'm 6'2". Just
perfect.
So it's like perfect. But I was saying to Pete Shepherd, I'm like, mate, you couldn't get one if you wanted one. Like, because you don't want
six,
it like.
Six.
Yeah, you don't want to be modding the thing. You could tell that that would be a shit experience. But yeah, Bree's in that anyway, range, I think. So which is. So
I good. Don't know how I'm going to. This happened last year. I know this is the thing. I really don't enjoy shoe shopping.
Really what about online? Do you know your size enough even worse that you because, could just...
Nah, because the shoes are all changing. They're narrow, you know, so if you've got a fat foot... I mean, totally. You've deleted any other option. You just go one shoe, buy multiples.
Yes. Yeah.
So I get that, but I want style.
Yeah, well, which is hard because they do go... Like, I've got a fat foot. I have to get the E. Like, sometimes they have, like, a different sort of... letter at the end, which signifies that you've got a fat foot.
Well, some of the Adidas, there's like you can go one style different, but they look very similar, completely different fit. And so, anyway, I'll might see if I can get Black Friday.
Black Saturday
was the bushfires in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
That's no good.
Not a sale. Not a sale. Have you ever been a shoe guy? Have you ever had a lot of shoes?
Yeah, man. I've had heaps of shoes in the past. I spent so much money on shoes when I was a young fuckwit.
Yeah.
Now I'm an old one, but it was just at that time, you know? Nikes, Converse, so many pairs of shoes. I reckon I've had maybe like, I mean, for me, it was a lot for me, like 7-8 pairs at one point.
You can only wear two pairs. One pair at a time. That's why I'm like with everything. Like I'd prefer less, but at a higher quality than lots. But the funny thing is when people go lots, they still go high quality. They're just spending a lot of money. I feel like even bags and stuff, you hear people having a lot of bags.
If I had bucket loads of cash, What would you spend?
So interesting, because I was wondering this. It's like if you had heaps of cash, where would you allocate it? What would be a few things that you would do where you would just spend more money than the average person if you had heaps of cash?
I'd have heaps of shoes, I reckon.
You would?
Yeah, because I've just trained myself not to think like that, but I can easily get to there thinking like that. Like just having a wardrobe that just has shoes, and so I can just put on every day different pair. I would.
I think I would if I had a lot of options. But there's something about being a shoe guy. If you have a big wide foot, it's very annoying because like you're the shoe guy, but you've only got the sort of medical shoes. Like you're the shoe guy in the wide foot. It's not going to look, as you said, smaller shoes look like they just like, oh my God, where are we? Like, looks like at a bowling alley, you know, where everyone puts their shoes or whatever when they get there. This doesn't look good.
I'd buy a pair of bowling shoes if I had the money. If I had 40 other pairs.
Yeah.
You'd just
I
mean, have
basketball
one
shoes. So when I was a kid, I remember my mum saying, because they'd spend fucking $100 or whatever on shoes. Like, that seemed like such a lot of like
it was a lot of money back then.
$110 or whatever on shoes.
Yeah.
I just remember my mum sitting us down and saying, if you tell anyone how much your shoes cost, you lose them. You don't get them anymore. And because there was kids in schools where because it is a big purchase, you get these new shoes, you're rocking around going, yeah, look at my shoes, they're $110. But no, so I appreciate that. I think that was a good quality. All the lying that they did, one of the redeeming factors was not being a wanker when it comes to
money. And you didn't? You stuck to the no telling?
Yeah, I stuck to it because I think that they connect. It's like you are so lucky that you have these. There's so, like there'd be heaps of kids that would love to have these that they can't. And so you don't be flashy about them. You don't tell people about them. You just wear them.
I mean, it's not because... One could think that because they're going to get stolen, you know, it might have been a rough school.
I visited a mate in
prison and he was telling me, I was looking at his shoes and he's like, yeah, they've banned Nike and Adidas here in the jail because
It's literally school, isn't it? The jail.
You'll literally like, get 100%.
Fights over Tarzos.
Literally, who fucking stole my marble?
He killed my fucking Tamagotchi!
Juice boxes, it's all the...
Fart bombs.
Anyway.
crap. All right, well, no reviews from yesterday. You know how I said I'd read some out? None.
I can't even remember that.
Yeah, Apple Podcast. Go on there. Give us a review if you can. Yeah.
That'd be nice. Send something nice through. 5 stars only. Thank you.
5 stars. You're sounding like an Uber driver at this point.
As if an Uber driver ever told you 5 stars only.
No, they just say 5 stars. 5 stars. That's funny though. Five stars only. That was good. 5 stars. 5 stars. All right. Great, guys. Enjoy your Thursday. Enjoy the sunny weather if you're in Melbourne. If you're anywhere else in the world, hope you're doing well and safe. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.